This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Now, former police officer Derek Chauvin must wait at least 8 weeks for sentencing after his conviction on all charges relating to the death last May of George Floyd. The judge in the case denied bail, and Chauvin was taken into custody immediately after the guilty verdicts were read. U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris say they're relieved after Chauvin's conviction, but add America must keep fighting systemic racism. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
We can't stop here.
The president says the verdict could mark a moment of significant change.
This can be a giant step forward in the march toward justice in America.
The nation's first black vice president says it's just one step.
A measure of justice isn't the same as equal justice.
Both want Congress to approve a policing bill named for Floyd.
We still must reform the system.
Beyond that, the president said Americans can do their own part to fight hatred.
It's the work we do every day to change hearts and minds, as well as laws and policies.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
About the conviction, United Nations Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said Wednesday, quote, any other result would have been a travesty of justice, end quote. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Washington wants to see a transition in Chad that is consistent with its constitution after the death of President Idriss Deby Monday. One of his sons, Mahamat Idriss Deby, is to take over as president in place of his father, according to a charter released by the presidency Wednesday. The younger Deby has also been named Supreme Head of the Armed Forces, it said. From Washington, this is VOA News.